Good morning. Our call to worship is Psalm 2. Like Psalm 148, which I read last week, it is in the genre of psalms that declare the sovereign rule and authority of God and command all creatures to obey his laws. Does God simply rule in the spiritual realm? Or does he also rule the physical world and its governments and its institutions? What does Psalm 2 say about government officials that disobey God's laws, who promote the murder of unborn babies, who promote the elimination of the Christian religion from schools and from the public square, who amass massive public debts that must be paid by future generations? Psalm 2 says that God is angry with them. And if God is angry, we should be angry too. It also says if they persist with their lawlessness, they will perish. Psalm 2. Why are the nations in an uproar? And the peoples devising a vain thing. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away the cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury. But as for me, I have instilled my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as thine inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt shatter them like earthenware. Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he become angry with you and you perish in the way. For his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him."